I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 30th. The fourth rollover crash in the past 4 days at the Four River Bridge in Quincy occurred last night. Police say a car heading into Quincy from Weymouth struck the rotary and flipped over just after 8 p.m. The male operator was taken to South Shore Hospital for treatment and will be charged with drunk driving. Tuesday night, a similar crash occurred when a car driven by 60-year-old Julie Ann Creedon of Randolph struck the rotary and flipped over. She was also charged with drunk driving. There were similar crashes on Sunday and Monday nights. In all four crashes, police say the injuries were serious but non-life-threatening. A Weymouth man has been charged with robbing a Quincy bank Tuesday afternoon. 35-year-old Alexander Montanaro reportedly admitted to holding up the Quincy Credit Union after he turned himself in at the Weymouth Police Department Tuesday evening. Police say Montanaro handed a teller a note demanding money and no dye packs. He only got $20 and dropped that as he fled out the door. Montanaro later walked into Weymouth Police Headquarters and admitted to the crime. He's charged with unarmed robbery in Quincy District Court. Police have launched an investigation after an elderly man was wounded in an apparent accidental shooting in Milton yesterday. Officers responding to a report of a shooting in the area of Randolph Avenue found a 78-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was rushed to an area hospital. He is expected to survive. Video from the scene showed officers removing several long guns from the victim's home. Police noted the man did have a valid license to carry. There were no additional details immediately available. Two elderly women are dead after a car crashed into a house in Needham yesterday. The driver, an 89-year-old man, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The two passengers, an 89-year-old woman and an 86-year-old woman, were taken to the hospital before they were pronounced dead. The Norfolk County DA's office have identified them as Ann Siegel and Dr. Claire Van Ummerson, both of whom were from Needham. Van Ummerson reportedly served as Chancellor of the University of New Hampshire and Vice Chancellor of the Board of Regents at the University of Massachusetts. Crash occurred at about 10 o'clock yesterday morning when the BMW slammed into the house on Central Avenue. The DA reported the car was traveling down North Hill and left the roadway at the intersection with Central Ave. No charges have been filed at this time as the investigation continues. The trains are back up and running in South Boston after a derailment Tuesday prompted the Broadway T station to shut down, diverting passengers to shuttle buses. A string of recent problems raised the question, is the T safe? Governor Baker, at a news conference yesterday, said three times that he believes the MBTA is safe. The words came a day after passengers shared images of people crawling out red line train windows at the Broadway station. 2 days before that, an escalator at the Back Bay stop suddenly reversed direction, causing a bloody pileup. Earlier this month, the Boston University professor was killed when he fell through a rusty staircase at the JFK UMass station. The T sent a statement saying that the MBTA's top priority is ensuring the safety and reliability of the system, and continues to invest billions of dollars in major infrastructure projects and procurement of new vehicles. The governor said the T is continuing to invest over $1 billion a year in its core operating system, which against historic measures is an enormous amount of money. Advocates for the group Transit Matters say the governor has taken too long to appoint members to a new MBTA board. They say without that, the agency lacks oversight and accountability. Yesterday, the governor said they are in the process of appointing a new board. A small fire broke out on board a plane at Logan Airport last night. It happened on a Delta flight that was about to take off. The airline said the fire started in a passenger's carry-on bag. It was quickly extinguished and everyone was evacuated. happened on Delta Flight 5643, operated by Republic Airways, while the plane was still at the gate. A picture taken by a passenger showed the emergency slide was deployed. What actually started the fire is unclear, but no one was hurt. The pilot of that plane that crashed on Cape Cod this month may have been trying to abort the landing in heavy rain before the plane crashed into some trees beyond the runway and burst into flames. Another pilot for the same airline, Cape Air, told investigators the plane was traveling a little faster than it should be when it touched down, and he knew it would not be able to stop on the wet runway. The second pilot saw the plane try to take off again, but wasn't climbing fast enough. After clearing a fence, the plane disappeared into the trees. He then saw a ball of flames. The pilot and six passengers on the Cape Air Cessna 402 from Boston were seriously injured, but survived the September 9th crash near Provincetown. The pilot was not identified, but he reportedly is very experienced. Investigators did not give an opinion about the cause of the accident. It usually takes the NTSB a year to 18 months to write a final report and reach a decision about a cause. Well, a union representing Massachusetts prison guards is suing to delay Governor Baker's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Baker and his administration are requiring state workers, including prison guards, to be vaccinated against the coronavirus by October 17th. If they can't show proof of vaccination or receive approval for an exemption, those executive branch employees will be subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination. The Massachusetts Correction Officers Federated Union argues that the vaccine mandate irrationally interferes with a guard's right to decline medical treatment. The lawsuit from the union comes on the heels of a similar legal battle with the State Police Association of Massachusetts, the union that represents Massachusetts State Police Troopers. That union recently filed a lawsuit in Suffolk Superior Court, asking a judge to put the mandate on hold so the union can have more time to negotiate the terms and conditions of their employment. But on September 23rd, Associate Justice Jackie Cowan sided with the governor and denied the union's attempt to delay the vaccination deadline. Baker said there will be significant retirements across all departments simply because the large baby boomer generation is aging out of the workforce. Well, the MBTA has announced that paratransit ride trips that originate from all Logan Airport terminals and end within 3/4 of a mile of a subway will be free beginning tomorrow. The service complements the free transit service offered to riders on the fixed route system from the airports. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing that he's hired Quincy School Committee Vice Chairman Catherine Hubley to serve as his community outreach coordinator for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. In the position, Hubley will be responsible for community outreach with a focus on programming for at-risk youth. As community outreach coordinator, Hubley will head up the Sheriff's Norfolk County Youth Substance Use and Mental Health Task Force, connecting young people, schools, law enforcement, public health agencies, and other community partners to share best practices and take a countywide approach to addressing the issues. Hubley lives in Quincy and is an active volunteer, serving as a board member of the Friends of the Kennedy Center, co-founder and vice president of the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, chair of Quincy's Porch Fest, and a member of the Quincy Parent Advisory Council to Special Education. The Norfolk County Labor Council has raised $13,000 for Cradles to Crayons. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch presented the check outside of City Hall this week. It will provide winter coats to local children. The United Way and Liberty Bay Credit Union also helped to raise those funds. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 90 points. The NASDAQ fell 34. The S&P rose 6. Asian stocks higher. The dollar slipped. The euro rose. Oil at almost $75 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox snapped their losing streak blanking Baltimore last night, 6-0. Series continues tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, scattered showers and a high in the low 60s. For tonight, clearing and very chilly. Lows tonight in the low 40s. Mostly sunny tomorrow at a high of 65. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 70. Sunday, some sun and clouds, high 71. For the boater today, waves about a foot. Light northwest winds, high tide 7 a.m. Sun rose at 6:40, sets at 6:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, September 30th.